From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. coalition partner Jordan sees one of its pilots captured by Islamic State militants. And Somali lawmakers approve the appointment of a new prime minister. I'm Michael Lippin. Jordan says Islamic State militants captured one of its pilots on Wednesday after his plane went down in northern Syria during a mission against the insurgents. The IS group said it shot down the Jordanian fighter jet, but Washington said there was no evidence that the militants caused the aircraft to crash. Sharon Bain has more.
According to the U.S. Department of Defense, up to December 15th, partner nations Jordan, Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates have been responsible for 65 of the total 553 airstrikes in Syria. Andrew Liebman of the RAND Corporation says Washington and its allies are trying at all costs to avoid collateral damage.
It's a lot harder to identify, to distinguish between the communities and ISIL. So we're being extremely careful. I suspect the tolerance for collateral damage in both Syria and Iraq is really, really low. We do not want to accidentally drop a bomb on the wrong guys.
But according to IHS Jane's intelligence review, there has been no significant change in the tempo of Islamic State operations since the airstrikes began. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Washington.
Somali lawmakers have approved the appointment of a new prime minister. In the Somali parliament, almost all of the lawmakers present on Wednesday voted in favor of the appointment of Omar Abdirashid Sharmarki. He becomes Somalia's third prime minister in the past 2 years. You're listening to VOA News. Australian authorities have arrested and charged two men as part of a counter-terrorism investigation. One of the men, 20-year-old Suleiman Khalid, was charged on Wednesday with possession of documents designed to facilitate a terrorist attack. The other, a 21-year-old man whose name was not given, was charged with disobeying a police order. An Australian police official said the documents seized from Khalid contained discussion of potential government targets to attack in Sydney. But the official said there was no specific time frame for any attack. Representatives of Ukraine and separatist rebels who support Russia have resumed peace talks in Belarus. The Russian government and the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe also took part in Wednesday's talks in the capital of Minsk. The goal of the talks is a settlement of a conflict between the Ukrainian government and the rebels, most of whom are in eastern Ukraine. Negotiators are focusing first on how to solidify a ceasefire that has limited the amount of fighting since September. Well, China has expressed concern and regret at the death of a protester outside a Chinese-backed copper mine in Myanmar, also known as Burma. On Monday, a woman was killed and 20 others were injured when Myanmar police fired on protesters at the Let Padong copper mine. Two more people were injured on Tuesday. Protesters object to the expansion of the mine, saying it is being built on land unfairly taken from locals and could harm the environment. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Hua Chunying said Wednesday that Beijing hopes the dispute can be properly handled as soon as possible. Well, here in the U.S., Sony Pictures has started distributing the controversial comedy The Interview on the internet one day after announcing that 200 independent theaters will screen the movie on Christmas Day. The movie is available across several digital platforms, including YouTube, Google Play, and Microsoft Xbox. Sony says it was essential to release the movie, especially given the assault on its business by those who wanted to stop free speech. Sony pulled The Interview from general release last week after several large U.S. theater chains said they would refuse to show it because of threats of violence. The comedy tells the story of two journalists who are recruited by U.S. intelligence to assassinate North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. North Korea condemned the movie, and the unknown attackers hacked Sony Pictures' computers earlier this month, stealing valuable and highly confidential information. The United States blames North Korea for the cyber attack, a charge that Pyongyang denies. We can find more on those stories by going to our website at voanews.com. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.